USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House now says President Trump will visit El Paso, Texas tomorrow in the wake of a mass shooting there on Saturday that left 22 people dead, followed by one in Dayton hours later. Meanwhile, South Bend, Indiana mayor and 2020 presidential hopeful Pete Buttigieg says he's sick of nothing being done to curb gun violence in America. He says America has become too accepting of the unacceptable.
We do it on healthcare, simply accepting that we're the only country in the developed world where we don't have universal healthcare. We accept it on infrastructure, and we accept it on guns.
He was speaking on MSNBC. Yesterday, the worst day on Wall Street this year because of the trade war with China, and now China's announced it has stopped buying all U.S. farm products because of the president's latest tariffs threat. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A gun show that was scheduled for this weekend in Dayton, Ohio, has been scrapped after the mass shooting that left 9 people dead on Sunday there. The Virginia-based promoter of the show announcing the cancellation, saying that the community needs more time to heal and come together after that tragedy. An event page dedicated to a originally tongue-in-cheek raid on Area 51 has been taken down now by Facebook. More than 2 million people had signed up for the event that was planned for September 20th at that military installation in Nevada. Matthew Roberts, the event's original creator, says the page was removed because it violated community standards, but he received no further explanation from Facebook. There's a new genetic study underway using information from over 165,000 U.S. veterans to try to learn why post-traumatic stress disorder affects some but not other vets. It's an urgent question as suicide rates are higher among vets suffering from PTSD. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A South American country issuing a travel warning after a pair of mass shootings in the U.S. over the weekend, as Uruguay's foreign ministry has advised avoiding the American cities such as Detroit, Baltimore, and Albuquerque, among others, which it cited as being among the 20 most dangerous cities in the world. Travelers are being told to take precautions in the face of indiscriminate violence and hate crimes. The advisory coming coincidentally in response to the U.S. State Department having issued a travel advisory for Uruguay on Friday. Federal prosecutors crediting a Texas grandmother with possibly averting a mass shooting by turning in her grandson last month. Officials found an AK-47 and 17 loaded magazines in the hotel room of 19-year-old William Patrick Williams. He had told his grandmother he planned to shoot up a hotel and then kill himself. The grandmother convinced him to check into a hospital for treatment, and Williams was arrested last Thursday. He made his first court appearance on Friday. And a man is in critical condition after a 100-person fight after a funeral in Maryland. The incident happening yesterday in Suitland, not far from Washington, D.C., after a funeral for Eric Byrd, who'd been shot to death in D.C. Police say while officers were on scene dealing with the fight, they heard multiple gunshots. Officers responded and found a male victim in a car. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.